Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Andrew.
And Rob and Andrew, look, we first met you about 7 years ago, I think, Port Fairy it was, on the Great Ocean Road, on one of those rides.
It was 09.
And I think, have you been coming every year since?
Nearly. We missed 1 year.
Now, this year, you're doing two roles, riding and volunteering.
That's correct. We so like volunteering that we wouldn't want to miss out on that, but we thought it was going to be a really good ride, and we didn't want to miss that either, so we do both.
Now, when did you start doing this then?
We started, in Gippsland.
2010, I was volunteering and Andrew was riding, because I thought, oh no, I don't want to do that one, I'll volunteer. And then the next year, we both volunteered and rode. And sometimes I've volunteered and he's ridden, and sometimes we've both volunteered and rode. We like our group. You see, our group's really good. There's a lot of camaraderie in the volunteer group, and we really enjoy that. So we're quite happy to do the volunteering.
What's it like straddling both things, though? I mean, it must keep you incredibly busy, does it?
Fairly busy, but that's not too bad. You do have to be a little bit fitter than the average rider, because you've not only got to come in at the end of the day, you've got to have enough energy to spend 3 hours hauling heavy bins and things around at the end, so you can't afford to override. But other than that, as long as you know your limits and ride within them, it's fine.
Now, what's expected of you then as a volunteer? And you are involved in, well, I don't know, what's the official term?
Echo. This is Echo. In other words, it's garbage.
Right.
We clean up all the mess. People drop mess and we clean it up and we put it in the bins and we take the bins around the back for the compactor truck to take them away and bring out new clean bins. So everything's kept ship shape. Our aim is the campsite should be cleaner when we finish than when we started.
Now, why did you get into that part as well? Because presumably, I don't know, could you ride and volunteer in any of the volunteering options?
There's quite a few you can, but not all of them. But we like this group. This is part. We like the camaraderie of our Echo team. And so this is why we stuck with it. It was the first team I joined, and I've never wanted to join another team. Because everybody's so friendly. Anybody who's prepared to pick up garbage is not a prima donna. It's a real person who doesn't mind getting their hands dirty, although I'm supposed to wear gloves all the time. I've got them here.
Mine in the pocket. Yeah, I have my gloves. Look, there they are.
Yeah, there they are. We can see them. That's very good. Now, riding then this year. So you both decided to ride this year, yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And why have you both decided to ride, given what you were saying before?
I like not too many hills. Right. Last year was very hilly. So I thought, no, I'll do a full-time volley job on that one because it's very steep and hilly. Whereas this year, it shouldn't be too hilly. It should be quite an easy ride. So that'll be fine. I can do both.
And you've got a slightly different tandem, I think, have you, to the one you rode before?
I do have a slightly different tandem. Because we like riding, I always wanted a stable of cars, but I couldn't afford it. I can afford a stable of push bikes. So we have the push bike for every occasion.
Right.
And this tandem comes apart. It's a Bike Friday tandem. And we can put it in suitcases. We've taken on a plane over to the US and spent a month riding around the US on it. So it's designed that you can just poke it in suitcases and take it wherever you need it to be.
Now, I seem to remember the first time we spoke, Rob, that you had a heart monitor on Andrew.
Oh, yes, that's
is that
right.
Still going on?
Oh, yes. We definitely need a heart monitor on the tandem. If one person can be doing too much work, and so if we both have a heart rate monitor on, we can say, what's your heart rate? And if your heart rate's 160 and mine's 120, then I know I've got to pick up the pace and do a bit more work.
Yeah.
And the other person's being flogged.
Right. How often do you check in?
Anytime we feel that the other one's not working hard enough or
working too hard.
Right.
So that we check regularly. And because it is important to know what the other person is doing, what we're thinking of doing this time is swapping over so I see her heart rate and she sees mine. Right. That way, she knows that, oh, I've got plenty in reserve. I know what she's doing, and it basically means we can make better choices and decisions. That's at least the theory.
That's right. The theory. We'll see. At the end of it, we'll tell you if it worked.
Right, good.